You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
This series installment, the last one, is about talking about the old and the new. Meron yung dati, tapos meron yung bago. Meron yung noon, tapos meron yung ngayon. Mabawa, noon, sabi nila, ang laki ng piso. Nabutan niyo pa ba yung piso malaki? Yes, siguro. Yung iba nagde-deny pa, no? Oo, nabutan natin yun. Pero ngayon, ang piso, parang 25 na lang. Di po ba? Noon, ang madalas na nagtatanong yung mga anak, tulad nito, anak, sabi ng anak, tay, ano po ang ibig sabihin ng premises? Sabi ng tatay, hanapin mo sa diksyonaryo, anak, o kaya sa encyclopedia. Ganun yun noon. Pero ngayon, yung mga tatay na nagtatanong sa mga anak, ha? Nak, ano ba ibig sabihin ng RAM? Ha? RAM, R-A-M, capital. Sabi ng anak, i-google nyo, tay, i-google nyo. So yung ibang dinakalam, di pa kayo marunong mag-google, yun pong ginagawa pagkatas mag-toothbrush. Okay, google. Now, siguro lahat naman po tayo nakakaranas ng pagbabago, hindi po ba? May kasabihan nga na there are only two things that are constant in life, God and change. Now, there are many kinds of changes. Changes because you moved to a different location, your family, nag-migrate kayo. Changes because you had a new job. Changes because you moved to a new season in your life. Dati, estudyante ka, single ka, nag-asawa ka. Changes dahil nagkaanak ka na. Ibang buhay naman kaagad yun. Or dalawa na kaagad anak mo. Okay, so dati yung isa lang yung anak mo, iba na naman kaya yung bagong buhay. Now, there are also changes that are brought about by certain pressures and needs, and circumstances are really bound to change. Calamities, or siguro yung paglipas na lang ng panahon, pag tumatanda tayo, nagbabago. Parang sa basketball, di ba? Dati, okay, ikaw yung mataas tumalon. Ngayon, naninigko ka na lang. Okay, joke lang yun. Tawag po namin doon, ang mga magulang, okay, sa basketball. Parenthood, okay? Pero ang tanong, sa mga pagbabago na ito, meron bang mga pagbabago na nagtatagal? Meron bang pagbabago na mabuti? Ang gusto mo pagbabago, mabuti palagi? Kasi sa mga pagbabago na ito, wala kang guarantee na magiging mabuti yung kalalabasan, hindi po ba? Gusto natin, pag nagbabago, para sa kabutihan. What will guarantee us a change that will really be beneficial? If not what, you might want to ask, who will guarantee a change that is going to be beneficial for us? How does that change come about? You know, when it comes to our spiritual life, there is only one answer. There are many aspects of life, and all of those are bound to change. But I want to submit to you, brothers and sisters, that there is only one person and one answer that can bring about a change that you will desire, a change that will please the Lord, a change that will last and will be authentic. The answer is the Spirit. Everybody say the Spirit. Romans chapter 8 is the only chapter in the Bible that will mention the word Spirit, capital S, that mention the person of the Holy Spirit so many times. No other chapter in the Bible will mention the Holy Spirit as many times as Romans chapter 8 does. And this is the emphasis of this message tonight. What is life in the Spirit? To, you know, when the Spirit, the Bible, Jesus, remember Jesus said, my words are Spirit and they are life to you. Jesus said that. That word Spirit comes from the root pneuma, which means air. Na pag binugahan ng Panginoon, or breath of God, when the breath of God comes, everything changes. In fact, it brings life, di ba? That it gives life to us, to revitalize, to make alive, to invigorate, to energize, to give, to make something new. In the book of Psalms, it says, when you cast your Spirit, or when you send your Spirit, they are made new. Are you having new things in your life in light of what the Spirit is making or creating in you? Are there things that you are believing for, changes that you are not certain about? Are you yielding to the Spirit of God? Let's go back to Romans chapter 8, verse 1. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it says, therefore, there is now no condemnation. The first word, therefore, connotes that everything that is going to be said after this verse took off from what was being discussed in the previous chapters. So for us to fully grasp what this means, please read at home Romans chapter 6 and chapter 7, because we only have a few minutes for tonight's preaching. But the next few verses says, there is now no condemnation. To mention that there is now means that there was something that was previous. There was a previous life and there is a now life. Before you went here, when you woke up this morning, there was a previous life. There was a previous morning that you were living in. And our hope tonight, if you can grasp it, if you would really open your heart, is that after tonight, when you hear the word of God, He would have breathed upon you and you would have come out of those doors changed. Are you in faith tonight? It says there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. What is this condemnation? Where does this come from? Condemnation is to be subject to judgment. To be condemned, di ba? Hindi lang to yung guilt feeling. To be condemned means you are due for some punishment because you broke a law. Now, if you weren't here last week, we were talking about so many things about the law. And allow me to read the next few verse. It says there, because through Jesus Christ, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Two laws fighting over one another. Apparently, the law of the Spirit of life is more powerful. It transcends. It is higher and above the law of sin and death. And last week, we talked about the law of sin and death, that 613 laws that God wrote in the Bible. If you break just one command, as it says in the book of James, you are guilty of breaking the whole law. And the Bible says, because of the law, we come to understand what sin is. Kasi tinatanong natin, bakit ba nagbigay pa ng Panginoon ng mga batas? Alam naman niyang hindi natin matutupad lahat yon. Tapos sinabi niya pa na kung hindi natin natupad yung isa doon, hindi na rin natin natupad yung lahat. Bakit pa siya nagbigay ng law? Remember, Romans chapter 3 verse 20, when we talk about it, it says, it is through the law that we become conscious of sin. Kung walang batas, hindi mo alam kung ano ang tama at mali. Tama po ba? Tama. O mali? Okay? Tama. Ginugulo ko lang kayo. Okay? But the truth is, if we don't know law, there is no sin. And if we don't know sin, listen to this, you wouldn't need Christ, would you? And Jesus said, if any of you claims to be without sin, you are a liar and you deceive yourself. That's what Jesus said. Because the truth of the matter is every single one of us has sinned in one way or another. Whether we believe it, accept it, or surrender it to God, listen to this, we are all sinners. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. For no one is righteous, the Bible says, not one pleases God. And I'm talking about the law right now, that these two laws were at work, and now we are no longer under the law of sin and death, but under the law of the Spirit of life. First point, remember this, the truth is, the Spirit has set you free. The Spirit has set us free. Parang hindi pa natin maisip yun, no? May condemnation kasi. Isipin mo sa bahay mo, di ba? Pag may nagawa kang di maganda, di ba? Sinong kumuha ng pagkain sa ref? Yan na. Taguan na yan. Tahimik. Ha? Sinong nag-iwan ng TV bukas? Natulog? Sinong last? Huh? Not me. Huh? Ganun yung mga sagot natin. Di ba? Ayaw natin kasi may punishment eh. O kaya malilekturan ka. The fact that merong mga ngaral sa ayaw mo nun eh. Ayaw mo pagalitan. Paano sa may mga batas tayo sa opisina natin? Di po ba? Pag nag-break ka ng batas sa opisina mo, may sanction, may penalty. May mga batas tayo sa kalsada. Pag hindi mo sinunod yon, ano mangyayari? Wala. Depende kung nakatingin siya, no? Minsan ganun yung utak natin, eh. But the truth is, there are penalties. And there are different kinds of laws, di ba? There is what we call, ano yung law? Anong law? Yung nagsasabi na an object will remain at rest if it is at rest or in motion, if it is in motion, unless an external force. Ano yun? Law of? Inertia. Inertia, no? Eh yung law na whatever comes up must come down. Gary V? No? Gravity. Okay, si Gary V. Whatever comes up, you gotta get down. Okay, so never mind. How about what do you call the laws of the land, you know, that we are all subject to? What do you call those body of laws? Ang daming sinasabi, ang daming nakasulat, pero okay naman. Ang tawag doon, constitutional laws. Eh, anong law? Yung madami ding sinasabi, medyo matanda na nga lang naman, okay, pero, okay, mabuti naman yung sinasabi. Lola. Mas malupit pa doon, lolo. Pero anong tawag mo dun sa tao na talagang, anong law yung ayaw talaga sumunod? Pasaway talaga. Loko. Lahat po tayo may kalokohan. And I'm here to tell you that in Galatians chapter 5 verse 1, it says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Do not let yourselves be again yoked to slavery. Bakit? Para lang ba to sa mga hindi Kristiyano? Alam nyo, minsan, alam na natin na malaya na tayo sa batas ng Panginoon. Because the Bible says that He has accomplished it. The requirements have been fulfilled as we just read. You know, in Christ, it has been fulfilled. But yet, as Christians, we are still subject to that law, thinking, naku Lord, di ako nagbasa ng Bible ko ngayon. Naku Lord, hindi ako umattend ng Sunday service. Baka yung kikitahin ko, konti lang. Naku Lord, hindi ako nakapag-worship kanina, na late ako sa service. Naku, baka konti lang yung blessing, konti lang yung healing. Baka half lang, kasi half service. Naku Lord, hindi ako umattend ng victory group. Naku Lord, yari, hindi ako makakapag-pray ngayon. Alam ko, hindi mo sasagutin. Why do we still submit to these laws? When the truth is, the Spirit has set us free. Come on, give God praise. You are already free. And yet many believers today are still burdened by that yoke of slavery. They are still in a place of condemnation. Nandun pa rin sila pag nag-worship sila. Hindi sila makatingin sa mukha ng Panginoon. Malungkot sila. Hindi sila makahiling sa Panginoon bilang isang ama, bilang isang Diyos na mapagbigay na maparaan. You know what? I'm here to tell you, the fact that the Spirit has set you free, it should be manifest in our lives, in our prayer life. We can live by the Spirit because the Spirit has set us free. Pero sabi nga natin, mga kalokohan tayo, kaya kailangan may magbago. Which brings us to the two natures that is being discussed here. In Romans chapter 8, verse 5, talking about the sinful nature, people who are in the sinful nature have their minds set on that nature, but those living with the Spirit have their minds set on the Spirit. Two natures, the sinful nature and the spiritual nature. Ano ba to? The sinful nature, simply lang po yan. It is a nature that tends for, that causes us to really keep on sinning over and over again. And we will feel that because we are not perfect. Amen po ba? We're not yet perfect. But it doesn't mean that if you're already a Christian, you don't need to succumb to these things anymore. You know what sin means? If you study the word sin, it means to hit the mark. Kayo ba, nakapaglaro na ba kayo ng darts? Huh? Yes or no? You know, di ba may, yung darts, dartboard, may bullseye. What's, may mga numbers doon, may mga score. You know what sin means? Sin means literally to miss the mark. Okay? Kahit anong tira mo, hindi tumatama dun sa may score. Lasa labas lahat ng board. Nakita niyo yan? That's what sin is. And brothers and sisters, I want for you to know that that is not God's will for us. If we are to thrive, we are destined to hit the mark. That is why the Spirit not only sets us free, the Spirit, number two, changes our nature. And continues to change us. When we got born again, our spirit was changed. Your mind and your body may still be the same, but your heart has been changed. He took away the old nature and put in you the spiritual nature. That is why you are now a spiritual man or woman. Naintindihan niyo po yun? Now, sometimes we think that spirituality is the same as religiosity. That's not the same. It is not the same. And I'm like, you know, just on the side, Religiosity is doing something over and over, not necessarily bad. But if you use that to gain, you know, access with God and getting close with God, that is not the way. We need to understand that by the spiritual nature, we are able to please God. It says here, verse 6, the mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Verse 7, the sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Listen to this. If you are still living apart from Christ, mind you, you are not on neutral ground. You are hostile to God. And every single one of us has experienced a life that is apart from Christ. Mga kalaban tayo ng Panginoon. We were enemies of Christ. There is no neutral ground in the spiritual kingdom, brothers and sisters. You are either for God or for the devil. Even if you don't worship the devil, you only need to worship yourself. And I want for you to know that at some point in time, we were hostile to God. But when we were born again, we experienced the new life of the Spirit. The Bible says that we have set our mind on that spiritual nature. And it says there, those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. But now because we are in the spiritual nature, we can please God. It says there, you are, however, not controlled by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. Have you asked yourself, Lord, are you really alive in me? Do you dwell in my life? Do you dwell in my heart, in my body? Are you manifesting the fruit of the Spirit? Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Are you manifesting that fruit on a consistent basis? Maybe not. But let me encourage you. It is the Holy Spirit that changes our nature. Tingnan niyo po yung puno na yan, yung nasa thrive, di ba? Imagine niyo yung mga makulay na yan, mga bunga yan ng isang puno. Yung mga bunga na yan, yung mukhang saging, kunwari, tingnan natin yung mukhang saging dyan. Ano ang kailangan ng puno gawin or ng sanga na yan para magbunga ng mga prutas? Ano? Kailangan niya ba mag-push up? Kailangan niya ba magsalita para magbunga? Kailangan niya ba gumawa? Listen to this. Many of us are like that with God. We try to produce the fruits in the Spirit when only the Holy Spirit can produce that fruit in us. And we need to hear that over and over. Ang magbubunga sa buhay natin ay ang banal na Espiritu. Kung siya ang nagbago sa atin, siya rin ang magbibigay sa atin ng bunga ng pagmamahal, ng pagpapasensya, ng pag-uunawa, ng tunay na ligaya na hindi nananakaw ng kahit anong sitwasyon. Gusto niyo ba maging mapayapa sa buhay? Live by the Spirit. Because that is our destiny. That is God's plan. You see, apart from Christ, we are powerless. We cannot change ourselves. We can't. You can try. I've tried. And probably in my time, and some of you probably heard this, in my time before I met Christ, I'm probably one of the most religious people you will ever know. I prayed every day, 3 to 5 times a day. I would pray the prayers that were taught me since I was a child. On Sundays, I would read, starting grade 2, I would read the Word of God in public. Like a lectern, I would be a choir member. I would take those sets of prayers and gather families, go from house to house to mountains. But that did not change me. I found myself growing up confessing the same sins over and over. And my heart grew hard. And my heart lost faith. And I said, God, kung tunay ka ba, bakit hindi ako nagbabago? Dahil walang nagturo sa akin na ang banal na Espiritu pala, siya lang ang makakapagpagawa ng isang kabanalan sa puso. Siya lang pala makakapagbago sa akin. Now, if you're a person, you're trying to, siguro magbabago ako pag nag-iba ako ng service. Huh? Siguro magbabago ako kung mas mataas yung kamay ko pag nag-worship. Siguro magbabago pag nag-iba ako ng Bible version, nag-iba ako ng Victory Group leader. Siguro magbabago ako pag nag-iba ako ng church. You know what? Church, Victory Groups, all these things are good. But it is the Holy Spirit that will change us. And I want to tell you this, no matter how bad your situation is, no matter where you are, no matter how bad your sins are, I'm here to tell you that the Holy Spirit is able to change you. when we were worshiping God, we were saying, God, you are alive. Boy ka, you're alive in me. Let me read to you the next few verses. It says, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. In verse 11, and if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who lives in you. Come on, give praise. God is alive within you. You can change. For some of you, you're not getting this. Listen to this. Christ died, yes or no? He died. But what can give life to the dead? Did you know that a dead person cannot rise up anymore? That's a fact. And that's a truth. But why is it that Christ rose again from the dead? Because he had the Spirit of God within him. That's what the Bible says. People will say, hindi, kasi si Jesus, God naman siya. He did not use his deity when he was a human being. In fact, when Jesus was on the earth, he went through the baptism of the Holy Spirit himself, which he did not need, yet he was God. How much more us? Have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit? Ang dahilan po kung bakit nahihirapan tayo sumunod sa Panginoon dahil sinusunod natin sa sarili nating kakayanan. But if you want to really please God, if you really want to obey God, then allow the Spirit of God to fill you up. Paano ba yun, Pastor? Simple lang. Basa ka ng Bible. Araw-araw. Makinig ka sa Panginoon. You worship God. You behold Him. You understand who He is. You see, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is a person. Kilalanin mo siya. Ang pagkakakilala natin, habang lumalago pagkakakilala natin kay Kristo, saka tayo nagbabago. Ay, Lord, ayaw mo pala nito. Nararamdaman mo yung lungkot niya eh. You know, when my wife and I were not yet married, we would stroll in UP. Huh? I mean, HHWW. PSSP. Huh? Holding hands me pa, sway-sway pa. Okay? Luma na yun, ano? Nag-stroll kami sa UP, mahilig ako mag-stroll eh. Eh, syempre, nililigawan ko na siya. And I realized there were places in the UP, you know, quadrangle and roads that she did not want to go to. Ayoko dyan, madilim dyan. Dito na lang tayo, may tugtugan. Okay. Ayoko dyan, wala tayong friends dyan. Walang tao dyan eh. Dito na lang tayo. You know, when you walk with somebody, you begin to realize their preferences. I was walking with my wife and you who are married, di ba? You discover the things that your wife desires and your husband desires. Amen? And you don't want to displease this person because you love this person. Amen po ba? Now think about this. We change for the people that we love because we want to please them. Because we love them. But the thing is, between us and God, God will not change for us. He does not change at all. He is the same yesterday, today, and kaya nga siya reliable eh. Because He does not change. Eh, sino kaya mag-change? Sino na lang, di ba? Between us and God, sino? That's how it's gonna be. Whether you accept it or not. And it's by the Spirit that we change, not by ourselves. And let me tell you again, He can change you. If there's changes that are happening in your life, He can change you for your good if you would allow Him. Two natures, personal preferences. You ask somebody, iba sa bahay nyo, ba kung kayo nga may preferences eh. Eh, yung sinigang ko, gusto ko ganito, walang sili, ayoko ng baboy na may nanginginig na puting taba. Ah, yung gusto ko yung cake ko, gusto ko choco mousse. Ayoko ng spongy layers, ayoko ng chiffon, gusto ko choco mousse. Kung tayo, mga personalidad, may mga preferences tayo. Amen po ba? How much more the Holy Spirit? Sometimes we need to think of the Holy Spirit as a real person. Oftentimes, if not every day, you need to understand that God has desires, God has preferences. Pag binasa mo yung Bible, minsan nalilito ko na, Lord, ang dami mo namang gusto. Ah, sabi ni Lord, do that, do this, do that, do this. Diba? Tapos yung paggawa ng templo, napaka-detalye naman nito, Lord. Eh kung ikaw nga magpapagawa ka ng bahay mo, gusto mo ayos-ayos lahat yung kwarto, tsaka yung pintura, yung mga poste. Diba? Tayo may preferences. You need to see God is a real person.
The Holy Spirit is a person. When I began to walk with the Holy Spirit, I would hear Him talk to me kahit nasa MRT ako, kahit tumatawid ako ng kalsada, kahit nagpipray ako, kahit hindi ako nagpipray, kahit magkakasala na ako, winawarin, anak, wag yan. Pag nagkasala na ako, nararamdaman ko yung lungkot. I know what it is to grieve the Holy Spirit. Do you still feel Him? Do you hear His voice? Maybe impressions lang, maybe tapik lang. Maybe He would use people to come around you to remind you, anak, don't talk like that to your parents. They're still your parents. Honor them. You know, the Holy Spirit is a real person. And I want for you to know that He desires to live with you as close as you can ask of Him. Would you walk with the Holy Spirit? Because the Spirit of God has set us free. Number two, the Spirit of God changes us. And finally, in verse 9, it says, therefore, brothers, you're not controlled by the spirit, the sinful nature, by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, it says, he does not belong to Christ. There's now the last point of belonging. What is the Spirit doing in our lives? He puts us in a place where we belong. Jumping down to verse 12, therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Are you a child of God? Do you have that assurance that you are a child of God? If you're not sure, listen to this. It says in verse 15, for you did not receive a spirit that makes you again a slave to fear, but you receive a spirit of sonship. Why is it that many Christians today, Bible-believing Christians, Holy Spirit-baptized Christians, would still come before the Lord afraid that they're going to make a mistake in their lives? Why are we afraid that we're going to break another one of God's commandments and grieve Him? You don't need to be afraid. You want to know why? Because the Spirit of God lives inside of you. The fact that Christ showed you that being baptized in the Holy Spirit as a human being would allow Him to listen to His Father. Remember when He got baptized? How many times did God speak from heaven and says, this is my Son whom I love. With Him I am well pleased. When Christ looks at every single one of us here and you are in Christ, you know who He sees? He sees Jesus. What was that song, that special number, that chorus? Covered by His love divine, child of the risen Lord. Just to hear that this one's mine. You are God's. God, our Father, is saying, you're mine. Anak kita. You are mine. Why do you need to be afraid? If you do something, you don't need... Just come before the Lord. You've already been set free from the law. And God is still changing you. If you see things that are imperfect in your life, I want for you to know that in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 to 18, it says there that you are being transformed with ever-increasing glory. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we are being we all reflect the Lord's glory. And yet we are being transformed with ever-increasing glory. Can you take out your cell phone? Or if you have a wristwatch, pwede mo mang tignan yung sarili mo dun sa wristwatch? Do that right now. Cell phone or wristwatch or eyeglasses. Alisin mo yung eyeglasses mo, tignan mo yung sarili mo. Look at your image there. Can you see? Put up 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Do you see an image of you? Yes or no? How many of you sees an image? Taas kamay. But the image is not very clear. Tama ba? You know that word in verse 18? And we reflect the Lord's glory. That word reflect doesn't mean reflection as in a mirror. That word reflect, it means reflection as in that eyeglass and that wristwatch. It is a dim reflection. Ibig sabihin nun, kung hindi ka pa perfecto, He is still working in your life to be transformed into His likeness with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Come on, give praise to the Lord. Thank you, God. Binabago mo pa ako. Thank you, God. Hindi ka patapos sa akin.
Naiintindihan niyo? Listen to this. Every morning you wake up is an opportunity to be changed by God. You want to know why He's changing us? The end goal, ang bullseye natin sa buhay, is not becoming this saint, is not becoming this religious person, is not becoming as rich as this Christian businessman. No. Ang end goal ng buhay natin is being Christ-like. Siya po ang bullseye. Siya po ang dulo ng law. Siya na po ang modelo natin. Wala na pong ibang kailangan gayahin sa buhay kung hindi si Kristo. Si Kristo na po ang thrive, ang picture ng thrive. And I want us to understand, the final point is that by the Spirit, He brought about our adoption. It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 14 and 15. Can you please go there? Romans chapter 8, it says there, "For you did not spirit, and by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children." It brought about our adoptions. Listen to this. Sa balat kasi ng lupa, pag sinabi mong adopt ka, hindi ka tunay na. No? Maraming mga teleserye, gano'n, no? Pag-adopted, may paborito, palaging naitsapwera, ganyan. Hindi po gano'n ang ibig sabihin ng adoption sa Roman law. Ang Roman law, pag sinabing adopted ka, parang tunay ka ng anak. Walang pinagkaiba dun sa pinanganak nung ina. You had the full rights of the original children. And I want for you to know that by the Spirit, He brought about our adoption. We are sons and daughters of the Lord. Think about this. How many of you have sons? Put your hands down. You fathers, how far would you go to bring your son back to you? How far would you go? What would you do? Nung malita ko, hindi lang ako nakauwi kaagad sa oras dahil may choir practice kami na hindi ko nasabi. Wala pang telepono sa probinsya namin. Yung daddy ko nasa intelligence, ano mo ginawa niya? For several hours, kumilos. Yung mga pulis, mga sundalo, mga paramilitary, para hanapin kung nasaan ako. Ramdam ko yung pagmamahal ng tatay ko. I want for you to know that wherever you are in your life, if you're still in sin, I want for you to know that Christ has set you free. I want for you to know that Christ has come and went back to heaven to tell you that you are His own, anak ka niya, and nobody can take that truth away from you. Would you yield to the Spirit of God? Remember this, God destined us to thrive in a new life by the Holy Spirit. Please read that all together. God destined us to thrive. Ready, get set, go. Let me summarize for you what Romans 8 is saying to us. It says there, we have been set free. A life in Christ, a life in the Spirit means no condemnation. The law was already satisfied. A life in the Spirit also means no corruption. You have the power to live a holy life. And the guarantee is this, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. If you don't know what it is to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, I want to encourage you. Attend the Victory Group. Go through one-to-one. And we'll teach you what the Holy Spirit is talking about. We'll teach you what the Word of God says. And we'll tell you what it means to have a foundation of the Holy Spirit in your life. You can live above sin. You can. Because Christ has molded it. And finally, there is no separation. Nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus Christ. Let's give God a praise.